Hi folks, this is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to our Friday Drivecast edition. And today we're going to be discussing God's will. And some of you are better at finding it than others, and is there a secret to unlocking the mysterious, elusive will of God or not? You know, discerning God's will for our lives is easier said than done. It seems like the harder that I try to discern God's will for me in certain situations, the harder it is to find. And why is it that oftentimes determining God's will for me is like looking for a needle in a haystack? I mean, I want to know, not after I've already made a decision and it turned out to backfire on me. Then I'm like, thanks for nothing, God. I thought your word says, seek you, ask you, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Now, I know this to be true cognitively, but experience this truth, it's another matter. You know, God's will for our lives isn't as elusive as we make it out to be. Paul affirms this for us in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And these two verses teach us that God's will for our lives, it's obtainable, but only if we're obedient disciples by offering Him our bodies and our brains and our resources daily. In other words, discerning the will of God for us, it's conditional. Romans chapter 12, 1 through 2 reinforces the if and the then condition. If we present our bodies to God daily as an act of gratitude and worship, and if we renew our minds by reading and obeying His word daily, and if through the Holy Spirit will not be conformed to this world, then we will be enabled to discern what the good and acceptable and perfect will of God is for us. You know, Paul appeals, or better yet, recommends, maybe even begs his audience to present their bodies to God as a living sacrifice. I heard the great Baptist preacher Adrian Rogers from Memphis say, the problem with a living sacrifice is that it can easily squirm its way off the altar. And we all want to know God's will when it comes to making particular decisions. Yet Paul seems to indicate the process starts with us. And as we obey God's word and offer ourselves to God every day, then His good and perfect will for us will be discernible. So I don't know what this means for you today. Maybe you're in a rough patch and not knowing which way to turn, and Romans 12, 1, 2 is hitting you at the right time. Or maybe you'll minister to somebody today who's desperate to know God's will for their life situation. Whatever the case, I invite you to join me in prayer as we conclude today's Drivecast. And if you wish, you can pray something like this as it relates to finding God's will for you. Heavenly Father, I'm at a crossroads in my life right now, not knowing which way to turn. I'm asking you for your help making my decision. Thanks to your promise in Romans chapter 12, I understand I need to offer myself to you today as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you. And then you'll reveal your will for me. So help me to obey your word and expect your direction. Amen. So thank you for tuning in today for our Friday Drivecast edition, and I invite you to bring a friend to worship with you at one of our four locations this coming Sunday. This is Pastor Jeff saying may your weekend be blessed, and I hope to see you back with us for Monday's Drivecast. God bless.